Gracie, Wyoming, where life's woolly and wild. Even Air Force Brad.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for being with us on this Wednesday. We do appreciate it. 251-343-0106. That's the text line. That's how you get in touch with the program. Joining us now, our senior United States Senator, or as he likes to be called, Coach, but Tommy Tuberville is on the line with us. Coach, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jeff. Up here fighting the swamp and raining up here today. Not a very pretty day, but we got to go back after it this morning and see if we can straighten this mess out.
There always seems to be kind of a dark cloud hanging over the United States Capitol, but for different reasons. But before we get into what's going on in D.C., let's talk about New York City. You were seen up there with the kind of goofy Trump trial. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, I went up there to support a friend, Donald Trump, and a true American, and I hope it's going to be the next president. It's obviously a witch hunt. We know that. You know, they had 20 assistant district attorneys in there. It's their Super Bowl, going after the guy that they all want to bring down to get a notch in their gun. This has been planned since he decided to run for president. But small area, disappointed. And of course, they want to make it as tough on President Trump as they could. They never used President Trump as when they addressed him. They call him Mr. Trump. And, you know, he's so disliked by the left. This is not going to work. I sat there and watched the jurors, and there was 15, three alternates, half women, half men. And you know, they look very uninterested. There's no way they're going to get all of them to agree that this liar that's Michael Cohen has any credibility at all. You know, he's been in jail for lying. So that being said, I went up and, you know, he's got a gag order on him. And I went up to go out and speak on his behalf. He can't speak like the rest of us can. You saw Moore go yesterday and trying to bring out the truth of really what's going on. So spent all day with the president, had lunch with him, had breakfast with him. You know, he's obviously, you know, chomping at the bits to get out there and campaign every day. But it is what it is. You got to go through the system, and the truth will prevail. And as we get through this one, obviously he's got a couple more he's got to look at down the way, but I don't think those will really make it to the court.
Well, it's interesting what you say there, because I've heard very little discussion about what the jury's reactions to any of this is. And you know, like, you've watched these court trials over the years, going back to OJ or whatever the TV court trials are, and they're always trying to read the jurors. There's been very little of that. It's interesting that you say that they look very, very uninterested in this case.
Well, if you think about it, they've been there for going on a month, and listening to the guy that owns Pecker, the guy that owns the National Enquirer, that sounds credible, right? And they just kind of drug this along. They wanted to really basically go to four corners on President Trump. They probably could have got this over with in about 3 days. But this is a $130,000 moment in terms of what they're saying President Trump gave to somebody, when only 3% of the criminals that have gone into the justice system of being arrested, 3% in New York this year have been tried. The rest of them have just been released. And again, that's the reason all those assistant district attorneys in there, they have nothing to do. But it's a sham. The judge is basically hogtied the president from saying anything. He wouldn't allow me or the other people that were there that day to speak inside the courtroom. The courthouse. We didn't want to speak in the courtroom. There was media everywhere on the outside. We had to go out in the Liberty Park and set up a little press deal out there to speak our piece. I mean, they're controlling every aspect of this trial, and they're trying to keep the truth from getting out that it is a sham. You know, this judge's daughter's making millions of dollars off of this. She represents Adam Schiff and several other people. It is all a dog and pony show that will end up. And again, they might somehow get a conviction, but it'd be a travesty, even what I heard from a guy that admitted on the stand when the day that I was there, oh yeah, I've lied in other other cases. And I look to, you know, help my clients as much as I can. I mean, just it's absolute nonsense.
And I'm sure he wouldn't want to be dealing with this if he had his choice. But the longer this goes on, I mean, the left thinks, or the Democratic Party, I suppose I should say, thinks this is working for him. It's not. It's working for Trump, right? That's the way it looks to me.
Yeah, I think what they're trying to do, and again, this is just my opinion of watching what's going on up here in Capitol Hill and listening to Biden speak or try to speak. I think what they're trying to do is get some kind of conviction. And then Joe Biden can say, listen, this guy's convicted in a court. I'm not going to go out and challenge him to a debate. There's no reason to, because he's a convicted felon. I mean, they're trying to do anything they can to get an excuse to keep Dimension Joe from having to, you know, go on a debate stage. And so I think this is one of them. But I just can't imagine this working for him. It's a sham all the way. And again, you know, here's one other thing that I saw. You know, when I was sitting there, nobody really knew this, but they come out with audio recordings of President Trump and Cohen during closed meetings. He audio taped meetings with about President Trump knowing it. And then they played them. Well, first of all, lawyer privilege. And then second of all, there wasn't anything that they played that had anything to do with convicting President Trump. I mean, this guy is a scum of the earth. If he worked for me and he'd take my audio and then he wouldn't play it in a courtroom, I mean, there can't be any dirtier tactics from a lawyer than what this guy has done. And again, it's just one of the things that just stack up on these people. But I hope the jurors see that what this is, it's just a total kangaroo court. And again, most of it's just trying to keep President Trump tied up, being able to get out there. I don't think they even think they can get a conviction.
What do you think that looks like if he beats this? They're really, it's really a gamble here for these guys to do what they're doing and not try to, I don't know how they would, you know, work around it or whatever, but politically, if he beats it, I mean, he's going to be, I mean, it's just going to create more of the myth of Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's making him stronger, even though he's in the courtroom. If they were to get a conviction of 12 people that would believe this habitual liar, it'd just show you how controlling the liberal progressive city of New York is. And this should have never been held there. If you wanted to hold a trial of this, you'd go somewhere else where it was non-biased people, you know, from New York area. There's not a handful of Republicans up there. They knew they could get a juror that thought more on their lines. Now, again, I'd be shocked if even the strongest liberal progressive in the world could convict somebody on the evidence that I heard that day. And I heard the prosecutor side. I didn't hear the defense side, which started yesterday, which my understanding is they know what they're doing. They're going after them. And they've been working on this a while. So I just hope the jurors have an open mind and not convict him just because he's Donald Trump and just because he's a Republican.
Joined by Senator Tommy Tuberville here on the program. Coach, the other thing I wanted to get to today, and we're looking, I mean, I think we're all watching this kangaroo court in New York City, but I think this Israel stuff is really probably the big story in the world right now, particularly the United States' role in it. And it's, you know, sort of the way the Biden administration is withholding are threatening or trying to make some kind of statement here. I think trying to have it both ways personally, what's going on with the Rafah invasion, but your take on that. I mean, am I that far off here?
No, you know, while this bogus trial is going on, it's sucking the air out of the room in terms of Joe Biden being a crook, is all of his family. We're almost in three wars. We're looking down the barrel of a gun, crime, borders open. I mean, our country's in shambles, and you know, the media is not covering any of that other than Donald Trump. But Joe Biden today, I saw where he said, "Well, we're going to send some munitions, or we're going to send shells and things like that. What they did is they blocked bombs from us sending over there, pretty big bombs, where they could blow up the tunnels to get this thing over with. He blocked that, and he's taken a lot of heat from all the Michigan people that are Palestinians or whatever you call they are up there, but because they said if you don't slow this down and quit giving munitions to Israel, then we're not going to vote for you. So they basically threatened him. So he's making a turnaround. He's trying to appease both sides, but you can't, as a leader, you got to do what's right. And you can't worry about anything other than doing what's right for the people you and the country you represent, which is the United States of America and the citizens of this country, and not just a group that he's trying to get votes from. But to my understanding today, is he released a few more over there, but it's a disaster. If you look at Tony Blinken, Secretary of State, he's over playing in a rock band in Kyiv, Ukraine last night. What a joke these people are. You know, we got people dying and he's up on stage playing in a rock band. But that's the Democratic Party as we know them. And heaven forbid they win control of this country again for four more years, because if they do, we'll have a hard time ever getting it back.
Hey, and I know the polls are the polls, but and this is always kind of stunning to me. It's like, and no one on the Democratic side seems that concerned, but you got a twice impeached president who's sitting in a courtroom right now, or getting ready to be here in a little bit, and he's still beating the incumbent president of the United States in a lot of these swing state polls and the popular vote. I mean, how do you feel about November?
I think November, President Trump's in good shape. Now, I'm out personally trying to help him, but more on the side of helping senators. We've got to take the Senate. I'm in Utah and Arizona this week, the end of this week. I'm trying to help Bernie Moreno and in Ohio, Dan McCormick up in Pennsylvania. We're all on the trail just trying to help, because we know that we're going to be outspent 3-1 in all these states. But I think the American people are starting to understand we are in shambles right now. You know, our country's in a tailspin from the economy all the way to foreign wars. So we got to have a change. We got to have leadership. We have zero leadership. Somebody make a decision other than Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer, who don't have enough sense to get out of the rain when it comes to pushing policies for all Americans, not just a few.
Last question, we'll get you out of here on this. Talk a little bit about your Corporate Transparency Act. You're trying to you're trying to keep the government from I guess peeking in into some of our personal finances.
Yeah, they all talk about, hey, TikTok's stealing our data, and these people are stealing our data. Folks, we got the American government stealing your data. And we found out that right before the 2020 NDAA was passed, that the Democrats slipped in a small bill that says, oh, we're going to do transparency in LLCs and small businesses. We need their information every year. We need their addresses or phone numbers or government IDs. It's absolutely insane. And what it does, it forces you to let them know where you're at, who you are, who's in an LLC. It has nothing to do with how big you are. It, matter of fact, they forgive the people that are in big corporations. They want to go after the small guys. So what it does, it gives the IRS an opportunity to know who you are, where you're at. And with these 87,000 new IRS agents, they're coming after you. Joe Biden is going to sick them on you. He needs money. They're overspent. This place is financially in ruins. And so he's got to go after the little guy to get more tax money. So we're trying to change that law. We can't get Chuck Schumer to even talk about it right now. They know that they're wrong with this. But again, it's just, they said, we're not going to tax anybody under $400,000. These people can't tell a lie without laughing. And this is just another way that we've caught them, but we're going to try to change it. And if we can't get it changed before the election, we'll get President Trump to change it after he's elected, because it is a disaster for anybody that's in small business.
Coach, always, we appreciate your time, and let's talk again soon.
All right. Yeah. Thank you. God bless.
That is U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville right there. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5. As long as there
just as sweet. As we look into the future, it's as far as we can see. So let's make each tomorrow be the best.